I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
At the club, Club 1080, the hottest spot north of Milwaukee. At the club, Club 1080, Souk and Rob's passion are always
Try
the
peanut
fashion
butter
at the club.
Sports is sports.
You kind of like whatever it is you like.
Enjoying my delicious nuts.
What were the old balls like?
I'm on Twitter, and we're watching the Dolphins-Cincy game, but BYU's playing Utah State, and someone just said, BYU just had a guy penalized for throwing a shoe. And now I want to know, how do you get penalized for throwing a shoe, and why were you throwing the shoe? I have so much questions.
Who throws a shoe, yeah. Honestly?
Yeah, the Austin Powers meme. Sometimes stuff is just, Twitter wins, because immediately everyone's doing the, throws a shoe, really?
Wouldn't that be the George Bush thing?
Yeah,
didn't George Bush?
Yeah, George Bush had a shoe thrown at him. Now I'm desperately trying to see how that happened.
Well, I'm trying to pull up sex doll dungeon news for you.
Speaking of sex doll dungeon news,
it doesn't seem to be working.
This guy said that his wife has been watching the Dahmer series and now has nightmares.
Oh,
there is something about like when you're watching this, it's way creepier than any Silence of the Lambs, any horror movie you can find, because it really happened. And
right.
I guess they're staying really, really true to the story, like what happened. And this is in Dahmer's own words. He gave a bunch of interviews to cops and psychologists and stuff. So, like, this is how it actually went down.
Are you telling me Hannibal Lecter wasn't real?
No, you know, he was an amalgamation of a bunch of serial killers, though.
Was he?
Yeah, like Ed Gein was a big inspiration for him, the guy out of basically the entire state of Wisconsin. Like the sewing of the human suit, that was Ed Gein. Ed Gein was skinny victims, and he made like gloves out of human skin. And so like they took some of that, and they took some of Bundy, and they kind of mashed them together and came up with Hannibal Lecter. But when you're watching it, not only is it super intense and freaky, but in the back of your mind the whole time, you're like, oh my God, this really happened. And it's a little weird when you're watching it, because a bunch of groups are trying to boycott it. Like the LGBTQ community, a bunch of the Dahmer victims have come out and are pissed that they're having to relive this. And so I kind of feel bad watching it, because the people that were victims and don't want this thing like publicized, and they don't want it getting any more traction. But at the same time, it's really interesting. And I mean, it did happen, and I'm kind of enthralled by it. It's totally roped me in, but I feel a little guilty watching it.
I saw some rapper was pissed about it, was saying it needs to be pulled, and was talking about Netflix needs to pull it. He said it's doing a disservice to the African-American community.
Well, yeah, he went after a lot of young African-American males, and he it was all gay people, gay men. He hunted at the gay bars and would drug these people, and it's just...
That's where you hunt.
Oh, you know. But I'm more of like a friendly kind of hunt. You know, I'm just out there to have a good time, man. I go down to the Eagle. I put my, you know, hanky in my left-hand pocket.
The orange hanky.
Yeah, the big bear goes down there, and I'm like, hey, man, we're all just here to have a good time. But when you watch it, it is just, it is one of the more intense things I've seen on TV in a long, long time. Because, like, I'm also watching The Patient right now with Steve Carell, and I think that one's on Hulu. And that's about a serial killer who chains his therapist to the bed and is trying to, like, get the therapist to get him to stop killing people. And that's a very intense show, too. But then when you watch the Dahmer one, you're like, well, it kind of makes the... When I went back and watched an episode of The Patient, it kind of seemed lame because I'm like, well, this is just kind of... You know, this is made up over here. When you're watching this, you're like, oh my God, this really happened. It adds a whole new level to it.
I'm reading here that Hannibal Lecter was based off of one person. It was based off of an actual individual.
Oh, I thought it was a group. Who's the...
Well, it says in the 60s, the writer of the... Not the movie, but the book.
Was it Richard Harris?
Thomas Harris.
Thomas Harris. I read two of the... I read Silence of the Lambs and The Red Dragon, which was the prequel to that.
He was visiting Topo Chico Penitentiary. Is that right? Penitentiary? There. Hello? Are you just letting me die on the vine here? Jesus.
Penitentiary,
yes. In Mexico, while working on a story for Argosy.
I have to be real careful when you do that, because a lot of times what will happen is I'll go to blurt it out.
And then I'll
do the same thing. And now we're both like, so I had to take a moment in my head and be like, wait, sound it out.
I like it.
Yeah.
Slow the game down.
Slow the game. Exactly.
Call timeout.
We took the air out of the ball. I didn't like the look, man.
Let's talk it over.
I didn't like the look of your defense. We call timeout and let's get the correct play.
So Argosy is an American Pulp Fiction magazine. Okay. So he was writing in the 60s for that.
Okay.
And he was visiting Topo Chico Penitentiary. And the 23-year-old Harris was interviewing prisoner Dykes Askew Simmons.
Huh.
Who was committed to the prison's mental ward and was sentenced to death for a triple murder, and he did bribe a guard to help him escape. The guard took the money and let Simmons escape, but only temporarily. And then he shot Simmons during his break instead, double-crossing the prisoner who was expecting the guard to double-cross the prison he worked for.
Hmm.
As Simmons laid on the ground bleeding out, another inmate rushed to his side and not only stopped his bleeding but treated the gunshot wound and saved his life. This led Harris to develop an interest in Trevino, and he began seeking permission to interview the doctor. After he did, he learned that Trevino was convicted for murder. He reportedly killed his boyfriend in what was characterized as a crime of passion. The story goes that he had attacked Trevino with a screwdriver, and then the doctor administered anesthetic to his body.
Huh.
Damn.
He
dragged him to a bath. It gets bad.
Right?
Yeah, right. It gets bad, yes.
That's one of those that I just...
So he based it off of that guy.
No, I didn't know. I was always under the impression, and I've read like different articles that said that Ed Gein was one of the inspirations because of the sewing. Oh, you know what? I stand corrected. Ed Gein was Buffalo Bill.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Yeah, Ed Gein wasn't Lecter. Ed Gein, and it was Buffalo Bill that was the amalgamation of the serial killers.
So this dude, he chops up the body, right?
Yeah.
He puts them into boxes. He drives to that guy's family's house, a farm, and asks if he could bury medical waste there. He was burying the body of their loved one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
By the way, who says yes to medical waste? They're like, go ahead.
Yeah, that's fine.
Your neighbor just shows up and is like, hey, I've got some medical waste here. Can I go ahead and dump that in your yard? And you're like, yeah, sure, man.
So as he interviewed him, he said that the doctor had a certain elegance about him as he was discussing dismembering his boyfriend
in the
bathtub.
There goes the elegance of Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah, and that's how he came up with the character.
Ah.
How about that?
Yeah, I was completely backwards because it's not... Lecter doesn't kill anyone in Silence of the Lambs. He's already in prison. It's Buffalo Bill that kills people and skins them. And so that's where that came from. Very good books, by the way. I'm not a big fiction reader, but those... I haven't read them all, but those Thomas Harris books are quite freaky.
Girlfriend left horrified after discovering her partner's secret sex doll dungeon.
I would say
this is news you can use.
Sure. You imagine how long have you been married?
I've been married 13 years.
And you've been with her for
21 years.
21.
Yeah, it took me a while.
Imagine
I'm a commitment phobe.
Imagine finding out like
that she has a sex doll dungeon?
That she has a sex doll dungeon.
Hmm.
Imagine like you find out she has a storage unit, right? You're like, hey, what's this storage unit? And you go to, you get a call from someone saying, hey, the rent's due on it or whatever. And you go slide open that storage door being like, why did she ever tell me about it? And you walk in.
Bunch of ween in there.
Sex doll dungeons.
It's like Westworld, like the naked bodies just standing there.
What do you do?
I feel like that's better than her cheating on me.
Is that where you go with it? You're like, well,
I mean, it's not bad. I mean, look, it's her kink. I didn't know about it. I'm a little mad that you didn't tell me. Let's party.
Do you confront her? Is there questions?
Well, yeah, I'm texting her a picture. What's this?
You don't know what goes on in
there. It's like, oh, I'm holding him for a friend.
I just got to think at some point there's no more secrets in a marriage. There's no more secrets in a relationship. Well, it turns out, there it is.
I would be surprised.
Yeah. Little bit of a shocker there.
Not totally offended, but surprised. A worried girlfriend has confessed to an agony aunt that she fears her boyfriend is obsessed with his sex dolls after she stumbled across a secret dungeon. Several weeks ago,
where's the secret dungeon at?
Her boyfriend was ill with food poisoning and rang his girlfriend begging for dry toast and bottles of fizzy lemonade.
Okay. Yeah.
You can tell this comes from England.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is jolly old England.
She rushed to his side to make sure he was comfortable, and by 2 p.m. he was asleep. So she noticed that his keys were on his bedside table.
Oh, see, there's your first problem.
Whereas usually he keeps them on a chain on his jeans.
Ladies, if a man ever has keys that he is unwilling to ever relinquish, realize a sex dungeon is a very real possibility.
Sex doll dungeon.
A sex dungeon is a very real possibility. The only difference between a sex dungeon and a sex doll dungeon is you can't find anyone to go down into your sex dungeon, so you got the dolls.
That and one might be illegal.
Well, hey, not if it's both consenting parties.
Suppose that's true. If you are consensual, yeah, we're in the clear.
Yeah. Don't cast any judgments upon me and the eagle.
So writing to the aunt, Jane, the anonymous woman detailed how she slipped out into the hall and let myself into his secret room. She goes on, turning the lock, I felt a brief flicker of guilt, but curiosity got the better of me.
Okay, first off, let me ask the question. How long, did it say how long they've been together?
No.
Who the hell is accepting that there's a secret room? Let me just say right now, if we've been dating for more than, let's say, 10 days, and I'm into your house and I say, hey, what's in that room? And you tell me that's my secret room, I'm gone.
I need to know what's in there.
I need to know what's in there. I don't need to go in there, but I need some photographs. I need you to open the door and show me what's up or I'm walking out. That is not behavior that you're just like, oh, well, what's he like? Well, he's 6'1" and he loves his mom and he's got a good job. He's got a secret room in the house that he won't let me see.
But other than that,
he's fine.
So she says, turning the lock, I felt a brief flicker of guilt, but curiosity got the better of me. I was met by 6 pairs of dead eyes.
Well,
how dead is dead?
How dead is dead?
His dolls were propped up around the room in various stages of undress. Now it gets even weirder. She says, I played with their hair and stroked them. All were blonde. I'm a redhead. And boasted fabulous shapely figures. I'm a bit flat-chested.
Well, let me ask you this. Is there such thing as a flat-chested sex doll? Isn't that the whole point?
Somebody's into it.
Of having a sex doll?
On a king-size bed were strewn several sex toys and many tubes of lubrication. I had to steady myself because it was like looking into a nightmarish world of sleaze.
Yeah.
But yet she's caressing their hair?
Well,
like, what the F?
You know, maybe it's nice hair. Sometimes you see a nice head of hair, you just want to brush it.
So that's the first thing she noticed.
Yeah, remember that guy on the Max? Didn't he always see a bunch of women and wanted to brush their hair?
Guy texts in and says, sounds like the girlfriend wasn't putting out. That's how a sex dungeon begins. Exactly. Put the blame back in her end of the court.
I just think it's weird that the first thing she notices is like, oh, that's a nice haircut.
Well, maybe it was one of those where like you're terrified, but you reach out to like, you're like, I don't know, is this like, what does it feel like? And you're like, oh, that's nice hair. It's real human hair.
The woman went on to say she is struggling to understand what she saw and does not know what to think. She added, the fact that none of his girls look anything like me is weird and vaguely insulting.
Okay, first off, no. That's not vaguely insulting, right? If your favorite food is Chinese food, and you eat Chinese food all day, every day, and anytime you want, you can get Chinese food. Well, you don't think occasionally you want to try some pizza? It doesn't mean that you don't like pizza more than you than Chinese food, but come on. Why would you have sex dolls that look anything like your girlfriend?
And you also can't always find what you're really into.
That's true.
You can't find it out there.
Yeah.
In the real world.
Although I am a little weirded out that he's got six and they're all blondes.
Yes.
You would think, you know, look in my sex dungeon, I like to kind of do like a around the world sort of thing. You know, I like to have some variety. I like to kind of spread out and explore the dungeon space. Get a little from A, a little from B. You know, throw in something from South America. You know, play around. See what you like.
So now it's turned into like self-help. Like, so it says, imagining him in that room, pleasuring himself with those piles of plastic is mind-blowing.
Yeah.
So now the aunt is saying, well, has your boyfriend ever explained to you why he needs these other sex aids when you are a healthy, happy human? Mm. Why aren't you enough for him?
Yeah.
So now we're talking about like...
Just now we're getting into a doctor...
Dear Annie.
Yeah, we're getting into a Dr. Phil sort of
who's
thing.
Who's the dear...
Dear Abby.
Dear Abby.
Dear Abby.
Look, the truth of the matter is, sometimes you want the variety pack and... Let's be honest. I think some of those dolls are willing to do things that she is not.
So do most women leave him, right?
I would assume so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think if you explain the room at the beginning, I think you might be able to work through that. I think stumbling upon the room.
Right. Yeah, right. If you are saying, hey, you know, I'm kind of into this weird thing.
Yeah.
I want to tell you about it up front.
Yeah. It is 2022. People are a lot more forgiving of you being into weird stuff.
Yeah, they are, but you can't. It can't be a locked door that you won't let them in.
No.
Like, that's like exactly how not to get them into it.
It also can't be like, hi, honey, we're moving in together. I love you. It's been 3 years. By the way.
Yeah, I've been with my gal now for about 3 years. I feel like if I've got any doozies stored up, they better come out soon or I'm in some trouble.
Yeah, my wife knows everything.
Yeah,
I got no secrets. It's not worth it.
I just
got
to lay it out at this point. Whoa, here it is. Otherwise, I'm just asking for it. I'm not saying you got to do that 3 dates in, but at some point you got to...
Lay it all out there.
You got to lay it all out there.
Go deep.
You got to look at things. You got to spread things. You got to show things.
Chuck it like Tua.
There's a little flashlight that's got to look in. You got to go Tua. You got to just rear back and throw it downfield. And you know what? If it's underthrown and gets intercepted, by God, at least you took a shot downfield.
Game's not over.
Yeah. You can't check down for 4 quarters.
Have our personalities changed due to the pandy? Some new science. Science. Next on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Sinners.
On 1080, The Fan.
Double Sun Power!
I had a question.
No.
Now, I get...
Well, maybe.
I get super fan, right? I understand.
Thank you.
We're watching the...
Oh, Tua goes deep again! Touchdown!
Well, at least he didn't underthrow it.
Why is it just, I have Tyreek Hill, chuck it deep?
That'd be my offense.
That was the Patrick Mahomes offense. Run around and send that little guy deep. Superfan. I need to ask Superfan out there, whether you're talking about Darth Blazer, the Unipiper, like the Slick Rick, the Seahawk guy. They're showing the crowd here in Cincinnati. And, you know, they got one dude dressed up as Evel Knievel and another dude dressed up as an actual tiger. You got another guy wearing a Chewbacca, like a full, like movie quality Chewbacca suit. Like, you spent a couple $100 to go to that game, tailgater and all that. Why on God's green earth would you wear a Chewbacca outfit to a game that's uncomfortable? You can't see out of the mask. Like, you have limited vision. You know you're sweating your ass off under
there. Can I take a stab at this?
Yeah.
It's just because they want to be noticed.
So more so than just enjoying the game?
Like, yes.
It means that much to you that a handful of people in the crowd are like, hey, look at Chewbacca.
Or he knows he's going to go viral.
But that guy dresses up like that probably for, like, Darth Blazer's there at every game wearing that Blazer helmet.
Exactly.
You haven't watched.
It's a bit. It's for him.
That guy hasn't watched a real Blazer game in like 4 or 5 years.
Well, do you remember
years.
When we were at a playoff game and we sat next to Darth Blazer?
Yeah.
And he was kind of like up in the.
Yeah,
it was almost 300 level.
Yeah, you can't see anything.
And he just sits there with that mask on.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
It was really wild.
Wouldn't you want to just take it off so that you could actually enjoy the game, like drink a beer or eat a hot dog? It's very fascinating to me that you spend all that money going to a game of a team that you probably love, and you really don't get to see or enjoy any of the game because you're wearing a freaking Chewbacca outfit.
Oh, dear. He's out. Tua is absolutely dead cold out.
Did he just get drilled?
He got ragdolled, thrown to the ground.
Watch this replay.
It's the Dolphins, so he won't. Don't worry. He'll be fine. Concussion protocol will not be a thing.
I can't tell if his fingers are broken or if
he's doing that thing.
Cold.
You know? Did you know where
when you get knocked unconscious, you get the stiff arms?
Yeah,
I remember Javid Best.
Yep.
When he was at Cal, that one was
watch
bad.
Watch this. This guy throws his ass down.
Oh yeah. Oh gosh. Yep. Yeah, he does the hands. Yeah, he's out.
Yeah, he's leaving.
Yep.
Who's their backup?
Matt Moore.
No, who's the Dolphins' backup?
It's, you should know this.
Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Teddy Bridgewater, right?
Oh, you're right. It is.
Wait, they got two gloves?
Yeah, Teddy two gloves. Yeah, I don't know why that reaction is, but when you get knocked unconscious, when you get knocked out, you go into like your... You go into rigor mortis where your arms get bent and they just go straight up. And like his hands were like... His fingers were completely spread out and then you just kind of lay there. Also, when guys run over and take a knee, that's bad.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
That's not good.
So I think that's an easy answer. I just think those guys all want to be seen. They want to be like Fireman Ed, you know?
Yeah.
They just want, it's for them. They need the attention.
Am I a jerk?
Now, the Chewbacca guy is a little interesting because you don't know who he is.
Yes. So you don't,
So it's not really, he doesn't get that FaceTime, but he loves the idea of going on social media, putting in the search bar, Chewbacca, and seeing videos of him on social media. That's what he loves.
Yeah.
And he will do that all night, probably pleasuring himself.
Am I wrong, then?
In his sex doll dungeon.
Correct.
If you tell me, and I'm not trying to take shots at Chewbacca guy or Darth Blazer or anyone else.
But you are.
I don't think, if we meet and we're like, hey, man, let's hang out, and I find out that you're that guy.
Super fan?
We're not going to hang out.
Right.
I just know that off of that one thing, you and I are not going to get along.
I agree.
You may be a nice guy, but you're not going to enjoy me, and I'm really not going
to
dig
what
you...
We don't see eye to eye on things.
No.
And that really is it. It's like, okay, that one thing tells me all I need to know.
Right?
We're not going to be buddies. And there's a lot of things like that in the world.
Sure.
In life.
They always say don't judge a book by its cover, but sometimes can't you look at a book and be like, that's not for me?
We've had two of these today. That's one of them. I agree with that. The other one you brought up earlier, like if I'm on vacation in another country and somebody's looking for a effing Burger King, I let's end it now.
Before this gets ugly and we say things that we don't want to say.
What are we even doing?
Let's just, and it doesn't mean that one of you is bad and one of you is good. It just means that you're not compatible.
That's
sometimes
right.
Divorces and breakups are good things.
And maybe No, I can't be friends with you. Like, that's yeah, that tells me everything I need to know, and I'm out.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I have those things for other people. I
Absolutely.
Get that.
Absolutely. You see my collection of sex dolls in my secret room, and you're probably very uncomfortable.
Like maybe, well, I don't think I would not be friends with you for that. I would probably have questions, though.
You want to come in?
I would interview you.
You want to see what's up?
Well, I'm a curious person.
But I mean this when I say I think Superfan might be, like, top. It's near the top of the food chain for me of snap judgments. Like, there's one thing, like, you know, you really a creepy guy. I'm not saying you're creepy, but if I was putting together, like, a top 10 red flag, we're not going to work as good friends, I really feel like Chewbacca guy.
Super fan.
I feel like that is in my top 10 and might be, that's approaching the metal stand for me.
You know what one of mine is? And I do hate to say this. I do.
Yeah.
I really don't like to say this. Overly into high school sports guy.
The absolute worst.
What on earth? I like, get a effing life.
I actually, so I have a decent amount of friends that teach in, like, the Vancouver school district.
Yeah. Exactly.
And they're teachers, and some of them are coaches of basketball, cross country, et cetera, et cetera. And they will sometimes talk about sports, and I just can't handle it.
I'm so Patrick.
We can talk college and pros. I've known these guys since we were kids. We all went to school together. Then they start talking about football, and I'm like, I'm out of here.
I believe that in any normal conversation outside of the football program,
yeah,
any high school football program, it should be illegal to talk about the playbook, what happened in a game. What kids playing what? How your kids? No one cares.
You remember
cares.
That guy 3 years ago? He was such a beast.
Oh, man. We used.
I can't believe he didn't go D1.
We own Tualatin, man. The last five times we've played Tualatin, we just shut up.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong, and we all know so many.
Nemec's look, back here, and he feels like he's getting called out.
That may be the
Well, Nemec's different. That's
his
job.
His job.
But I secretly think he likes it, and yes, I am judging him for that.
I think if you were to say what is the most common red flag,
yeah,
this is probably
well,
the most
common.
Well,
it is a very
common
thing. I just think you got to be I think you guys need to be more aware when they are talking about high school. Just catch yourself. Try to catch yourself and stop.
Yes.
Stop. Dead in your tracks. Stop. No one cares. Even if your kid's playing. I know you're a proud dad and everything, and you go to the games, and that's so exciting. But, oh, my God.
And this is true. Someone said, try dealing with Camus. And it is.
Yeah.
That is
That's
so.
Right.
Suk, you know that all too well.
That is so factual. If you're in Camus and you're hanging out, because I'll go hang out at some bars up there in Camus. You got a couple good spots. Patrick used to work at one. It was a great place. And you'd be up there. Boy, and you see a couple dads rolling in and they are head to toe in Camus gear. You're like, oh, my God, it's about to go down. And you can just hear the conversation behind you. And you are like, this. It is a Saturday night, and you got three grown men, and they are just living life off of what happened on Friday night.
I'm just saying, and I would like to clarify, I really do hate to say this. I do. I would just like to say, it's okay if you're into it.
Yeah.
I get that, and your kids and community and everything. Just
dial it back.
Dial it back in terms
aware.
Of conversations no one cares.
Yeah, be aware.
Like you're coming by my house. I don't need to know, okay?
By the way, Tua may be dead.
I think he is.
Like, they're doing. I haven't seen.
As a matter of fact, they brought out a hearse.
I haven't seen him move a lick. This is like Trent Green.
They're already digging the ditch right now in the end zone.
Yeah, like, they're just going to put him on the field. Bury him there.
Have we gotten.
Right next to Gotti.
Have we gotten a thumbs up or.
I don't know.
Ooh, that's. That's just bad.
Amazon keeps showing him, like, his fingers locked up by his head.
Yeah,
can we stop with that?
Yeah, this is
that clip.
That's not. You think the Dahmer thing is disturbing? This is happening in real time.
Yeah, football man threw him right on his back. So he has that back injury, right? That guy threw him right onto his back, like a rag doll.
So you
that's now, right, guys.
So now you're into the speculation: is it his head, or is he got a spinal thing?
Yeah.
This is all bad.
Yeah.
You know the best part about games like this? If you've ever played in
They're
one of
not
these
high school games. Low blow. That's an advantage.
Low blow.
Well, what it is.
Low. Cam's dad right now is fuming.
He is absolutely pissed.
Cam's dad is driving around right now wanting to stab you in the face with a rusty
I live in Camas, and let me tell you, Cam's dad, my name is Patrick Harris, and I think you suck.
I'm doing a service here. Those people like that need to know that. Not everybody's into that stupid stuff.
You can find me. I live at some...
I mean, these guys love it. They'll go to their youth practices and talk about the high school team for freaking 3 hours.
I know.
Like, dude, what is happening in your life?
Move to Alabama if that's what you want, because then they do that in Alabama and you can be embraced down there.
Go make love to your wife.
Right. Right.
Yeah, but she has to be wearing a Camas football jersey while you do it. Otherwise, you don't get turned on enough. The weirdest part
of 45!
We're running the deep route tonight, honey. The deep post. When you're in a game like this and you get a guy that may be dead like Tua, like you'll take a 20-minute break and you're sitting there and all you can think about is, oh, my God, I hope he's okay. And then they take off his face mask. They strap him to the board. They wheel him off the field. They put him in the ambulance. And you just are sick to your stomach. And then there's always an O-line coach that comes by and is like, hey, you get your head in this game. This isn't over. You focus right now.
Right.
And then you have to, like, be like, oh, yeah, now I got to go ram my head into...
Well, they're already playing again.
Yeah, they're already playing.
Move him out! Move him out!
Teddy Bridgewater looks good.
Oh, blocked it.
Tua's on the way to his funeral, and meanwhile, they got Teddy Two Gloves in there, and they're like, hey, next man up! Next man up! Focus up! Next man up!
Except for their coach is kind of like, all right, guys, next man up.
Okay.
Who's on the depth chart? Where's Teddy? Theodore?
Tua is indeed dead.
Is Theodore warmed up?
His corpse would want us to move on from this.
So if he died, would they stop the game?
No!
You don't think they would?
They wouldn't stop the league!
He's already off the field!
Yeah, but then they announce that he died.
No, they won't announce.
They would hold that until the end of the game.
That thing isn't stopping. No.
That's brutal.
That thing just moves on. You can be the best part of any upper level college or NFL practice. When someone has a devastating injury, they just move the drill down 5 yards.
That's right.
And if it's really bad, you get it moved 10. Move it up. Hey, I think he's really hurt, coach. Well, then move it up 10. We got practice to go.
All right. Here we go. Where were we? Don't remember. I think we're talking about the new study.
Oh yeah.
Have our personalities changed post pandemic? New study. Next, here's Patrick.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
On 1080, The Fan.
Double Sun Power!
Saw this on CNN.com, fake news website. So I don't know if this is real or not.
Ridiculous.
COVID.
You see though that CNN is now taking flack because they're leaning, they're trying to go more, they're bringing in like right wing voices to try to be a little more like centerist. Oh. And there's people that are just super pissed about it.
COVID-19 changes a lot. Psychologists have long believed that a person's traits stayed pretty much the same even in the wake of stressful events, but by looking at pre-pandemic levels of neuroticism, extroversion, openness, agreeableness, and conscientiousness, and comparing that data to data collected in 2021 and 2022, researchers have found notable personality changes among the United States population.
Really?
Yep. The pandemic was an unprecedented opportunity to see how a collective stressful event may impact personality, said lead study author Angelina Soutine, a professor of medicine at Florida State.
I can't say I take this seriously. It's from Florida State. Tallahassee?
In the U.S.
This has been Miami, maybe.
In the U.S. population, in the years following the start of the pandemic, particularly in young adults, the following three traits all decline: extroversion, agreeableness, and conscientiousness.
Really?
Why were younger adults more impacted? She said, we don't know for sure, but there are theories. Personality is less stable in young adults, but then at the same time, the pandemic disrupted what young adults are supposed to be doing. They're supposed to be in school or starting their careers or transitioning into careers, and they're supposed to be out, going out and forming relationships.
Hmm. You know,
it's a good point.
That is a good point. Like, I didn't think much about this when it happened, like the whole kids being home thing. But I will say, and I don't think I'm saying anything she'd be bothered by, but my daughter, who was a junior during the pandemic, right? Because my son was a senior at the start of the pandemic, and I guess she would have been a sophomore at the start of it, and then her sophomore, junior year. And he got his senior year basically ripped away from him, right? No prom, no graduation, all that
sucks.
And so he was bummed, but, you know, he seemed to take it very much in stride, did good in school, and went on to college. My daughter was 4.0, you know, one of those. I've never looked at her grades her whole life because they're always perfect. The pandemic that year, it really tanked her. And I feel like a dumbass because I didn't really check in. I just assumed that she was doing great.
Yeah.
I would see her in her room doing homework, and I just kind of, you know, I'd see her every night, and I didn't notice any difference in her personality or whatever, but it really took a toll on her, and I didn't realize it until it was kind of towards the end of the year, and it was like, oh my gosh. And I had a real, I had an eye-opener there about what that study's talking about.
But
and
you don't
she
think,
even admits it now.
But you don't think it took a toll on you? I will admit it took a toll on me.
I don't think it did.
I think it's changed me in a few ways.
Good or bad?
I think bad.
Like,
yeah.
In what ways?
In just the way I view... I just a little bit more... I know this is hard to believe, but I think I was more optimistic before.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now,
just more, like, beaten down. Like, just... and grumpy.
I'd have to go back and, you know... This is one of those that sometimes you need to check in on yourself and do a little self-exam. But I would say I hope this doesn't sound bad.
Uh-oh.
I tried to live as normal a life as I could during the pandemic. I'm not going to say that I was one of those oh, masks are stupid and, I'm just going to go out and do whatever the hell I want. But I really tried hard to not let the pandemic alter my day-to-day routine. Even when my gym shut down, I had a friend of mine who had a really good home gym, and I would go over to his house every day, and so I'd interact with him and his family, and that was a lifesaver. One of the things that I thought was really big for me is we kept doing the show.
Yeah.
So I kept coming in and I'd see you every day. And so and Mike. And so I had other interaction than just my little world. Every day I got two kind of separate families. I got my buddy's family that I saw every day. I got you and Mike that I saw every day. And we still kind of, as a family, we still took a couple trips. We tried to be as safe as we could and follow the rules, but we still, I went to Iceland during the pandemic when Iceland opened up. So I tried really hard, and maybe it was because my daughter struggled like that. I tried hard after I found that out to try to live as normal a life as I could. And I'd have to take a long, hard look at myself to see, but I feel like I did a pretty decent job of kind of keeping...
Yeah.
Keep in between the lines.
The thing for me is it wasn't just the pandy. I mean, it's...
Yeah, the political stuff and all
like
that.
Yeah, like Trump and the... it was like a compilation of things. Like, remember the fires?
Yep.
And...
It was a lot in like 2 years.
There was a lot. We were battling on a lot of fronts.
Yeah.
For 2 years.
Yeah.
And your lifestyle changed a little bit because of the pandy. But, so it's things like that that just kind of... I don't know. They just kind of added up.
Sure. Yeah.
So I do think in other words, if I took a personality test like this,
you think it'd be,
I think it might be a little, my results would be different. I don't know if that means my personality changed.
Yeah.
I just think I'm thinking differently right now. Like this says, the takeaway here is that personality, while more consistent than changing, is not fixed and can respond to changes in the environment. And since there were changes both in society and the ways individual people functioned, it's clear that the pandemic was difficult for everyone. In other words, people are not crazy. It's been a hard few years on all of us, so much so that there has just been a small effect on our personalities.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's...
I see it. I mean, I don't know about you.
I am willing to guess that if the vast majority of us took that we would see a difference. And myself included.
Well, you had the insurrection, too. Yeah, remember that? It's bizarre world out there.
There's been a lot.
You know? So, yeah. And then you pile a pandemic on top of that.
Yep.
And it got to be a lot.
Yeah.
Even for the strongest of the strong.
And I don't think we've come out of it. I mean, we've certainly come out of it to a certain point, but I still wouldn't say that things are back to where, like, if you said, they do this, like, the straw polls, like, are we doing better, worse, the same as we were 4 years ago? The vast majority of people, right or left, say that we're all doing worse.
Yeah.
I think there is a real negative cloud hanging over us. And I don't know how we collectively pull out of that, but it's certainly there.
All right. I think we're done here.
Boy, I'm watching the slow-mo and the aftermath of the Tua thing.
Yeah. It's not pretty,
dude,
man.
The Dolphin medical staff, I believe that they covered up that concussion.
Well, sure.
That
was obvious.
This is bad. This is criminal.
It's bad.
Ugh.
Bad. John wraps it up next on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
See him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sakanek on 1080 The Fan.
Is it?
Big Bad John.
Who are you talking to?
Red Hot. He's Red Hot.
John.
He's Red Hot, right?
John!
What?
Nobody
what? Who are you talking
John
to?
Home
who are you talking to?
You, Isaac Roth.
Live on the air.
Hey, look at us.
Okay, are you watching? What? Hello?
What is happening?
What is happening?
Where are we right now? What's
Who
happening?
Are you? Are you watching the Mariners?
I don't know. Of course, it's the night before Clinchmas. Let's do this.
Yeah,
that is great. They need to be selling me. You need to make Mariner Clinchmas shirts. That's fantastic.
Get out, Mitchy Haniger! Get out! Get out! That's what I'm talking about. Let's do this.
I like Haniger.
This is great.
Yeah, can we just?
Yeah, we just
record
live.
John.
Well, I did that once. When John lived by me, I would show up and I would videotape him. Or I would videotape. I broke out my camcorder. I would just take little videos of him watching Mariner games and I would post them. And people, it was better than anything I was doing at any time in the night. It's just awesome. If you could do a live stream of John watching Mariner games, it is enthralling.
Well,
one of us bought tickets for tomorrow night, because if they win tonight, they have a chance to clinch tomorrow, and I will be there.
Well, do you think that it will ramp up for you in the play? Like, will you be more? Like, what percentage will it ramp up for you in the playoffs watching the Mariners?
That's a good question. Right now, it's end the streak. Just get in. It's been 21 freaking years. I hate that thing. I hate talking about it. Just get in. Get in and end all talk of that stupid streak. And then I feel like at that point there will be a little we're playing with house money vibe to it. At least at the start of the wild card round, and then the pressure ramps up. If the Mariners get hot and go on a run and win a couple games, and you start to be like, then that's when I'll get giddy and nervous. But early, like game one of the wild card round, that's just house money for me right there.
Okay. Now, are you going to do everything in your power to get to a playoff game?
Yes. In fact, they went on sale today, and you know, because they sell them early, and I went online and they sold out really quickly, but I have ticket. If the Mariners get the first wild card, which is, they got a shot at it.
Yeah.
The Mariners get the first wild card and it goes all three games, I have tickets to game three.
Okay.
If they somehow make it to the American League Championship Series, I have tickets to the first game in safe at T-Mobile. So I have secured a couple potential playoff tickets, although they're probably the least likely two games that are in there. But outside of that, I will do everything possible to make a playoff game should there be one in Seattle. So, right. Yes, I will make everything.
And I will do my very best. We will use any corporate resources we have or the pull of this stupid radio show. We will try to do everything we can to get you to a Seattle Mariner playoff game. God knows you deserve it after what you've been through.
Yeah, that needs to happen.
That needs to happen.
Yeah.
Will you go to Cleveland?
Baltimore lost. Well, that'd be fun. When Baltimore lost today, I went online and bought two tickets for tomorrow night. And because if we win tonight, then the chance to clinch is tomorrow. And I've never been in the stadium when they've had a chance to clinch. And so I'm gonna go up tomorrow if they win tonight, and we'll see what happens. And if I got the chance to be there when the streak ends, I feel like I would need to take that shot. So we'll see what happens. We're off to a good start tonight. It's right there. It's right there. It's just right there. 21
wow.
years.
You're adorable.
You're gripping.
20, yeah.
21 years. I will get emotional. 21 years, and it's right here. It's literally right here. Just we control our own destiny. Just win, and then it's in. Let's just do this and end that stupid, awful streak that I hate so much.
Yeah. Well, it's over.
Yeah, it's
about
it's,
over.
It's dead. You got it.
I'm going to jinx it. They're saying, real quick, I want to butt in here. Tua is in the hospital, but they said he is conscious and has movement in all of his extremities.
Well, thank God, because the scary thing is that if he had a concussion last week, which everyone believes he did, there is a thing called second impact syndrome. Where if you
way worse
when you get a concussion and you go back and that brain is still swollen and you get another one, you're not talking about like regular concussion syndromes. That can be deadly. So this was really scary. I mean, in all seriousness, that I can't believe they let him out on that field on a short week even after what was clearly a head injury that they're saying is a back injury.
Yeah, but Mitch Haniger hit a home run.
That's all that matters.
Well, listen, I hope Tua is safe, but having Yeah. You know, having played the game, been a part of that stuff, that's really, really scary. And when you see somebody like that on the field do something like that, really scary. So hopefully he's okay. It's awful. I think the Dolphins doctors need to answer questions tonight about why he's even on the field. But all that being said, the Tanigers hit home run.
And we're up to... All right. Have a good night. Good luck.
All right. Go there.
All right.
Clay Smith. Boy. Back before Clay Smith.
You can hear it in his voice.
I just muted him, so we're good.
I love clinchers.
All right, we got to run. We got to go. Coming up next, recruiting with Andrew Nemec. We are back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Friendships of Spain. Friendships of Spain.
Okay.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.